This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Pentecost underscore what underscore C. First posted June 30th, 2010, Galatians 5:1-25 Christian Freedom, paraphrase, Christ has set us free from slavery, to the law, to sin and death, so we should stand firm and not allow ourselves to be re-enslaved. We have been given freedom from bondage to the law, but we must not use that freedom to gratify the lusts of our human flesh, but instead serve one another out of the motivation of love. After all, the entire law is summed up in the command to love one's neighbor as we love ourselves, Matthew 20:26-22:36-40. If we fight and abuse one another, we will be consumed by them. Instead, we are to walk in obedience to the Holy Spirit, and not succumb to the desires of physical gratification. The desires of the flesh are in opposition to the desires of the Spirit, in order that the Spirit would prevent us from acting upon our sinful nature. But if we are obedient to the Spirit, we are no longer obligated to the law. These are the works of the flesh: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, factionalism, disunion, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, carousing, and similar behavior. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Spirit produces fruit in good works: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. No law is needed to restrain such behavior. Those who are in Christ have crucified the desires and passions of the flesh. If we have life by the Spirit, we should walk in obedience to the Spirit. So we shouldn't have self-conceit, nor should we envy or provoke one another. Commentary: the law was given to Moses at Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb, in order to restrain the people of God until the Messiah, Christ Jesus, came and made it possible for God's people to be spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, and filled with the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 14:15-17. No one can fulfill the requirements of God's law, God's word, but they teach us God's standard of righteousness and make us aware of our need for forgiveness of our sin, disobedience of God's word. Under the law, we are condemned to eternal death, because of our slavery to sin. The indwelling Holy Spirit makes it possible to live according to God's word, and frees us from slavery to the law of sin and death, provided that we are obedient to the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:1-14. The Lord will not give us the indwelling Holy Spirit unless we are committed to putting to death the desires of the flesh and living in obedience to the Holy Spirit. In the first century church there were Jewish Christians, referred to as Judaizers, and the circumcision party, who insisted that Gentile, non-Jew, pagan converts must obey the Jewish laws, such as circumcision. Paul was deliberately intended by God to be the prototype of the modern, post-resurrection, born-again disciple and apostle of Jesus Christ. He was formally educated in Judaism, and was a Pharisee, the strictest legalistic sect of Judaism. But, once converted, Paul vigorously defended the freedom we have been given in Christ. Paul is teaching here that having been freed from the law of sin and death, we should not submit to the demands of legalism, see false teachings, sidebar, right? But he is also teaching that we must not follow the false teaching of cheap grace, which see, false teachings, that since we are saved by grace, God's free gift, unmerited favor, that we are free to do whatever we please. The Jews had expanded the Ten Commandments into hundreds and hundreds of laws, down to the tithing of the tiniest details like household spices, while blind to their failure to fulfill the overarching law of loving one's neighbor. Beware, those who fail to obey the command of love and who pursue their own self-interest will learn that they have destroyed themselves in the process. God designed this world to allow for the possibility of sin, in order to give us the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey God or to pursue our own perceived self-interest. But God is not going to tolerate sin forever, or at all in his eternal kingdom, or it wouldn't be heaven. This lifetime is our only opportunity to learn to trust and obey God, and to discover that God's will is our very best interest. We can use the freedom God has given us to indulge our selfish natures, or we can use it to serve and glorify God. Our choice will be obvious by what we do. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The indwelling Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience. One can know with certainty for oneself if one has been born again, Acts 19:2. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?